This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. Well, you're about to take control of the airwaves. Talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160 if you would like to weigh in. Again, the number 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Mountain Air.
And Richie Rich.
And coming up just over 5 weeks or so from now, we'll be doing our last in-studio broadcast. I don't know exactly how it's going to work because there's a lot still in the air about who is going to be going to ForkFest. Now, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, as it turns out, is sold out, or at least it's selling out. I wouldn't, if you don't have tickets yet, I would just assume you're probably not going to be going to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but ForkFest is still open. All you need is an RV site, a motel room, or a camping site at Rogers Campground, and that gets you in. There's no ticket cost. There's nothing like that. If you want to have an event or something like that, then you just put on that event. ForkFest is whatever you make it. Check it out at ForkFest.party. That's ForkFest.party. I intend to be there, and I imagine you intend to be there, Peakless. And I don't think I've ever seen you there, but Richie, I mean...
And to be clear, it's not the last in-studio broadcast. It's taking a break to broadcast from ForkFest.
Yes. Okay. Well, and it's unclear how many of the episodes will actually be broadcast from there, because there's a lot of in the air there.
We'll be back in studio shortly thereafter.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Unfortunately, it was like 3 years ago that we went to ForkFest that we lost the Sarah caller, because, I mean, we weren't taking any calls for like a period of, you know, 2 weeks or whatever, and then we came back, and she just... And then recently, Sarah did resume calling. Sarah, you're with us on Free Talk Live.
Oh, I just stepped fast, though. I mean, so fast, like 5 minutes. Oh, but I just wanted to... Know that, have you ever guys heard of a thing called Truman Hall in Pennsylvania?
No.
Well, it's supposed to be, it used to be, it's a secret nuclear bomb shelter for Truman, the president at the time.
So why would they put a secret bomb shelter for the president in Pennsylvania?
It's close to the White House.
Well, because they've always had...
That's closer.
Because it's got to be far enough away from the blast.
You said this is called a Truman Hole, Sarah?
They call it Truman Hole, and supposedly everybody in that state knows about it. And that was supposed to be a big government secret. Mm-hmm.
Pennsylvania knows about.
Sounds like government work to me.
Well, yeah.
I'm not finding any of what Sarah's talking about.
Well, Well, this guy was actually on TV, I mean, on the radio, talking about this hole, that he's going to write a book about it.
Well, Aria, that's so, because it's a secret.
Yeah,
anyone can write a book about anything, and that doesn't mean a whole lot. There evidently is some not-so-secret Pennsylvania bunker where a nuclear war in the U.S. would begin. It was called Harry's Hole for President Harry Truman.
Close.
Evidently, yeah.
Okay.
But that would explain why Truman's Hole wasn't turning it up.
Well, I mean, it's a more PC term
than Harry Hole.
It was...
I did not catch that.
It was never completely a secret, but it stayed close to one for a while, mainly because no one said anything, which is, I mean, that's generally how...
That's how you keep a secret?
It stayed secret because no one said it. This is from PhillyVoice.com. They are evidently a legitimate news source, and they wrote that statement. The lid on Raven Rock, which is another name for it. I prefer Raven Rock. Let's call it that going forward. It's located just north of the Maryland border. They go into some specifics here. Evidently, this was a place where it's unclear. It's unclear. Sarah, what do you think this place was for?
Well, it was definitely, they always had the, did they have the nuclear bomb threat since then? I mean, obviously.
Why are you asking me? You called in to inform me of this subject.
Well,
I'm learning about it from you.
I've never bought the book, and then I've only, that radio show was very staticky. Since somebody somebody interfere with it? I don't know. The intercepted the airwave, so I could not hear. Like, a lot
it was
of
Area 51. They didn't want you learning about it. So they shut out microwave signals that interfered with the radio signals. Yeah, that totally happened, Sarah.
It's the lizard people.
Oh.
Thank you so much for the call tonight. I'm not finding anything about this except that it was finished in 1953. They're not saying what the purpose of this place was, but from what I've seen, this was where a nuclear war would have been started, not a place to have hidden once it outbroke.
Didn't they teach all the kids back then that if nuclear war broke out, you could just hide under a desk?
They did.
Like, that should be safe enough.
They,
right?
Well, that's good enough for the school children,
oh,
but
okay.
Not for the president.
Not
of
for
the
president.
States.
They also said to put aluminum foil in windows and other nonsense like that.
Oh, and to answer a question of like, wow, were they concerned with nuclear war back then? Yes. So he was the president from 1945 to 1953, thank you, Wikipedia, which means, yeah, when he was president was when we started being worried about nuclear annihilation.
When were the bombs on Nagasaki and Hiroshima dropped?
Right before then, okay. 1945, yeah.
They're going to get us back someday.
So
build me a hole in Pennsylvania.
So many of these bunkers...
Well, they are trying now. Like, for the first time ever, they are not buying U.S. debt. So...
Who is it?
Japan.
Okay.
Yeah, they have, like, reliably always bought U.S. debt, and they're, like, one of the first... they have always been the number one buyer of U.S. debt outside of the U.S., and they're backing out now.
Well, I can't say I blame them. The U.S., they're... Anyone who's paying attention on a global scale knows that the U.S. is not going to be able to pay its debts for much longer.
Right.
Because it's losing its currency as being the world reserve status, and that's already ongoing. It may not have happened yet. I don't know. I haven't followed it very closely, whether or not. I know Russia wanted to implement some sort of system that would get them off of using the USD within their oil sales or something like that, but it got postponed because, you know, it's a government.
I thought they just switched it over. We're now taking rubles.
Oh, they're still working on that one. So they made the demand for everyone who sanctioned them to use rubles or gold. So far, they've only enforced that on like Poland and I want to say Bulgaria, definitely Poland. I forget what the other one is. But what's really like what they're sort of like winding up for as a punch is Germany, because Germany gets like almost all of its oil from Russia, and they are not willing to pay in rubles or gold. But Russia really doesn't want to upset the neighbors.
So back
really?
To Reagan.
They just invaded the neighbors.
they don't want to upset the other neighbors.
Oh, they don't think Ukraine are their neighbors.
Oh,
they
okay.
think that Ukraine is them.
Okay.
So the government kicked Raven Rock back into gear. That's the Pennsylvania hold, and it can now hold up to 5,000 people in an emergency. So it is a nuclear shelter now, even though it may not have necessarily been one then.
So enough for Congress and their families.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, that's how these things usually are. And Sarah, there are countless of these throughout the United States. I don't know what
she's not listening.
What about this one? No, she's not. Got your attention and made you think that this was something to be worried about or concerned about. But there's back in the Cold War, families were being encouraged to build their own bunkers and fallout shelters and stuff like that. Most of which probably wouldn't do any good against the nuclear holocaust, but they were being told nonetheless. Hey. The world is going to end. Put some aluminum foils under your window, hide under your desk, and build a bomb shelter.
You know, I do wonder, like, every now and again I'll see the little, like, radiation sign that says that, and it'll say, like, fallout shelter. And I always wonder, you know, like, for you know, some government building or, like, a you know, bank basement or something like that. And I always wonder, like, will that actually keep radiation out? Like, is that actually designed for that? Or are you just kind of blowing smoke somewhere?
I would probably say blowing smoke only because, you know, it's a capitalist system, man. Marketing's a part of it.
Mm.
You get people to buy the fallout shelter now, you can then spend that money on all the extravagant stuff you want, and then you live a good life until everyone dies.
Yeah, what, are the mutants going to come after you later?
Don't know.
That is one of the issues with these nuclear shelters, though, is that even if people don't turn into mutants, like, as soon as you leave, I mean, in theory, the reason you're in a shelter is because there's fallout everywhere, and you're going to die if you go outside. Okay, but you're gonna have to go outside at some point or live in your 10x10 concrete bunker for the rest of your life. And I don't know about you.
Wrap myself in tinfoil, be fine.
Yeah, I'd rather just go ahead and die in the blast than live in a concrete box for the next 40 or 50 years buried underground.
That is a choice.
Well, by 40 or 50, I hope you mean 4,000. Because, half-lives are no joke.
603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in. We're going to get back to talking about how urine can help save the world. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. you can take control of the airwaves. Talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160. If you'd like to call in, again, that's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
Big Blue Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
And I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. If you, Bitcoin is on sale, as I understand. And I don't watch these things very closely. I just sort of hear about it from time to time. And the last I heard, Bitcoin was at like $34,000, $35,000, something like that. Almost 50%, almost down 50% versus its peak from whenever it was at $68,000. So it's not a terrible time to buy cryptocurrency or Bitcoin in particular if you're interested in it. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go to Bitcoin.com, click Getting Started at the top of the page. All it takes is a few minutes to learn about this important world-changing information because it is changing the world. And Bitcoin may be down now, but I don't think it's on its way to zero or anything like that. It's
pretty much everyone that I've heard talk about this, like the lowest prediction that I've heard from like more than one person is 28,000.
I could see it going all the way down to like 5,000 again. That's extremely unlikely.
Well, so the issue with that one is that like you have these really big buyers. So you've got Elon Musk. You've got Richard Saylor? You have these huge buyers that they tend to start snatching up all of this at about $30,000.
So it keeps the price lower.
Yeah, pretty much.
So Bitcoin.com is where you need to go to learn about it. You can even get some cryptocurrency there for yourself. They give some away. It's a small amount, obviously. I mean, it's like 0.00001 Bitcoin Cash or whatever. I don't know the exact amount because I've never
I remember back in the day where there were Bitcoin faucets and they would just drip it into your account.
Well, way back in the day, Roger Ver, the owner of Bitcoin.com, was at the Porcupine Freedom Festival that we were talking about earlier that is sold out for this year, and he was giving 10 Bitcoin to anyone who would install a Bitcoin wallet onto their phone.
And it worked.
It did.
I can buy just about anything at that festival with cryptocurrency now.
And he may or may not be there this year giving out Bitcoin. Who knows?
I don't think he's been at a Porcupine Freedom Festival in many, many years. But
I don't know for sure.
May not.
But whether Roger Ver is there or not, there was someone there last year who was giving away cryptocurrency to anyone who had never used it before, anyone who never installed it before. So these sort of things, they still you're not going to get 10 bitcoins or anything like that, but they may give you 10 stellar lumens or whatever. And you may think, oh, well, that's meaningless. That's 3 cents or whatever. Yeah, okay, but that 10 bitcoins that Roger Ver was giving out, 15 years ago at the Porcupine Freedom, that was not $50,000 worth of bitcoin that he was giving out to every single person.
Mm-hmm. Well, and my favorite part about it is that you can exchange goods and services for cryptocurrency.
Which so makes it money.
Yeah, so, like, you don't have to get onto these, know your customer, show me your identity websites.
I don't know if I agree with that statement. I just want to say that on the air before we get too far off into the weeds of other things.
Sorry, what?
I said that makes it money.
So the thing is, it's whether it's or not it's money is kind of subjective.
Having expressed my opinion, I'm sitting out the rest of the discussion for my attorney out there.
Is that it solves the problem of money.
Okay.
So, like, money has this problem that it solves of, like, I don't want to do a stranger a favor because I will never see them again and never be paid back. Whereas, if we have, like, okay, well, everyone needs salt or everyone needs gold or whatever, then I can say, okay, well, if I do this favor for you, just give me gold or whatever it is, and I'll know that I'm paid back because I can get someone to do a favor for me later. Or if it's a merchant ship coming in, I can just keep a tally of like, okay, well, last time you gave me this, so I owe you this much, and I gave you that, so you owe me this much next time you're in port.
Okay.
Now, what cryptocurrency does is it does that, but for everyone, all of the time, forever.
Okay.
Let's go to the phones, however. We have Therese calling from here in New Hampshire. Therese, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. So for those that don't know who I am the nurse that was arrested for saying allegedly the word amen at the executive council meeting
in
October.
The word amen. Okay.
Yeah. So I was never really involved in politics prior to that. I you know, stood up for medical freedom, wasn't a fan of seeing my coworkers get their exemptions denied and knowing that they were COVID recovered, and my two little boys having to go remote learning and everything else. And so
I didn't hear that story. Yeah. Can you, like, just briefly go over it for me and any of the listeners who don't know?
Sure. So as far as when I was arrested?
Sure.
The story, so at the executive council meeting last October, they were voting on $29 million of federal money that had, it was grant money for COVID vaccine registry.
Oh, that was when Sununu sent out a text message, a mysteriously unknown text message, and then suddenly state troopers came up from behind this curtain and began picking people off in the crowd.
Oh, like, I saw the videos of that.
Like, there was an
okay.
older lady, there was Footloose, and yourself apparently was there.
Yep. So it was the first shoulder they tapped to come back, and I was sitting next to Footloose that day. And so, yeah, the first time I've ever been arrested. And, of course, my 20-year-old to this day says, Mom, couldn't you have gotten arrested for something cooler? But, yeah, so that was where it all began for me. And fast forward, kind of got thrown into the front lines of kind of a liberty movement. And it's really just my sphere of influence is busy working moms who were trying to get the kitty litter cleaned up and the dishes turned and the lunch is made, and, you know, we'd go to the polls, and if I didn't recognize the name, I would just leave it blank.
I wish more people did that, honestly. I mean, but from what I see, most people just go to the voting booth and they just vote Republican or Democrat or whatever, even though they don't know any of these people.
You got as many votes as you did because they just checked the box with the R next to it.
I know, and I spoke out against that. I spoke out against that as soon as it happened. That was insane.
How are you going to win like that?
I shouldn't have won. I should never have won that. Any of those people should have, like, just Googled my name and, like, yeah, no, I don't want anything to do with this. But they didn't even bother.
Right.
But you were saying you got arrested for saying amen?
Yes. So the day that Footloose and, you know, the nine of us were arrested, we were just told that it was disorderly conduct. And I was sitting quietly in my chair. What do you mean? What did I do? Like, what specifically did I do? And they couldn't answer that question. 2 weeks later, we finally got our criminal complaints. And I remember the attorney saying he had just uploaded them for us to go look. And I couldn't believe my eyes because it actually said that I, in quotes, said the word amen. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. And even when you watch the videos, like, you don't even see, like, there's no place where I even say the word amen. Footloose was arrested for making, quote, a loud noise. And my joke with him is, you know, I looked at him like, Frank, I didn't even hear you fart. Like, I don't even know what you're talking about. It was ridiculous.
Therese, can you hang on for a few more minutes? We are going to break, but I'd like to keep you on. All right, thank you. We're talking with Therese here, who was recently arrested in New Hampshire last year. I guess it was 7 or 8 months ago at this point. But, yeah, basically she was arrested for disorderly conduct, I think was the actual charge. And they're saying that she said amen.
I'd immediately be like, trial, please.
In support of, you know, something that someone had said, even if she had said it, you know, that's not disorderly. 603-283-6160. There's more.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The price at the pump continues to rise. AAA reporting on Saturday the nationwide average for a gallon of regular gas was $4.30. That's up from Friday's average of $4.27. Meanwhile, the average cost a month ago was $4.15, and the average cost this time last year was $2.95 a gallon. So on a 15-gallon fill-up, you're paying on average about $20 more this year than last year. The U.S. and its G7 partners are slapping a new round of sanctions on Russia. The White House announcing the move after President Biden took part in Sunday's virtual meeting with G7 leaders and the Ukrainian president. Among the new sanctions, the United States is imposing penalties on three major Russian TV stations and financial institutions. USA Radio News. Mississippi Republican Governor Tate Reeves is calling on the Supreme Court to deliver their opinion on Roe versus Wade sooner rather than later.
What makes the leak so wrong is that we don't have an opinion. We don't know what the court is actually going to say.
Appearing on CNN's State of the Union, the Mississippi Republican calling the potential overturning of Roe v. Wade a victory for the pro-life movement. Mississippi is among the states with a so-called trigger law that would ban all abortions except in very specific circumstances. Dr. Ajish Jha, the White House COVID-19 response coordinator, says the United States needs to get ahead of a winter surge now. Appearing on ABC's This Week, Dr. Jha predicting a sizable wave of coronavirus infections, hospitalizations, and deaths thanks to waning immunity and funds. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. If you would like to join us at 603-283-6160. And these social media purges, they appear to be sort of dying off or at least slowing down here on Free Talk Live. We spent the better part of the last 2 years being suspended off and on from various social media platforms, primarily YouTube. And that all that did was chase us directly to Odyssey. That's a platform that is built off Library, which is a decentralized, uncensorable media sharing protocol. Odyssey is censorable, but they're not going to censor us. It's run by the same people who run Library, it's owned by the same company. I forget. They split the two apart a number of months ago, and I don't remember exactly what legal corporate mechanisms they did to do that, but it's not accurate to say that they're the same company, because they're not anymore. However, our channel there is video.freetalklive.com. When YouTube started kicking us off, when Facebook kicked us off, that's where we went. Video.freetalklive.com, because there we don't have to worry about our opinions getting us kicked off, and, you know, YouTube...
We know the owner.
We do know the owner. That's true. But that's not why we're not worried about getting kicked off. We're not worried about getting kicked off because their ideology aligns closely with ours.
And while Odyssey isn't a free speech platform, Library very much is. And I got to tell you, still useful. Has not been, like, overwhelming me with troll nonsense. I use it all the time.
Wait for it.
Anyway, we're talking with Therese here from New Hampshire, who was one of the people arrested at the Executive Council meeting. For those who don't live in New Hampshire, who just don't remember, there was a vote about $29 million or something like that. I don't remember the exact figure that Sununu wanted to accept to be used for COVID money, and the executive council was like, no, we're not going to accept this money because evidently they have to approve it for Sununu to have accepted that money or something. I don't know the ins and outs of how their crazy little system works. But then they held a revote, and they did not open this one to the public or something like that, or people attended, and they said it was unsafe. So they finally held a third one, I believe it was the third one, where there was no public gathering whatsoever, and they voted to accept this $29 million. Teresa attended the first meeting that was highly publicized, and she was arrested there, allegedly, for saying amen.
Allegedly, she said it's in the documents.
But that's the allegation.
The documents allege that she said that.
So the document says that Spire was arrested. My attorney says every time you speak to it, just say they, you know, I allegedly said the word so that I don't admit that I did anything, even though all the video that was there does not show any. They can't give up the particulars to even show where I ever said it. So
yeah, I understand entirely. Yeah. I mean, whether you said it or not, it's best to point out that this document merely alleges that you said it.
I am just taken aback by this whole thing. So, like, I totally get that you're in the position of, like, I need to now sort of prove that I didn't say this thing, but it's like, it's amen. And it's saying the word amen. That is both your freedom of religion and your freedom of speech in one, and that is not allowed, and you now need to prove that you did not exercise your freedom of speech or religion.
Well, you're absolutely right. It wasn't allowed during COVID-19, where they passed the city of whatever it was where Sununu lives, they passed the ordinance where you couldn't picket in a residential area. I mean,
specifically his residential area.
Well, within their township, and he happened to live in that township, and his brother happened to be on the city council board that voted for that. So, I mean, a lot of underhanded stuff, but the summary of it was that, yes, they absolutely did say, no, this is not a free speech zone. You can't speak your mind freely here. And they evidently applied that to the state house or wherever this executive council meeting was being held. Therese, how is all of that shaking up? I assume you pled not guilty and you're expecting a trial at some point?
Yeah, our next hearing will be our fifth hearing, July 20th, and we've actually finally done, our legal team has done a motion to dismiss, so it's a hearing to see if we can get the judge to go ahead and dismiss them. If not, trial dates will be set at that point. But needless to say, that got me very interested in what the hell is going on in New Hampshire and how is this happening. Is known in high school, Tenacious Therese on the basketball team, and my dad's blood runs through me, and when things don't seem right, I'm not able to easily let it go. So started doing a lot of digging and understanding, and I'll be honest, when this all started for me, I didn't know what rhino meant. I didn't know what a free stater was. I happened to probably be one because I relocated from California to New Hampshire because I wanted to live free, and I love the motto, and I love that there's no income tax or state tax, and, that was 22 years ago, but I remember, telling my dad, well, the libertarians, don't they just, like, you know, as long as I'm not hurting anyone, just leave me alone, and my dad was like, yeah, but your vote will never count unless you register Republican, and so that's kind of, the extent of what I ever
22 years later, dabbled, still true.
Yeah, dabbled with. But in the meantime, I'm like, this is a Republican governor. Like, how is this happening? How are my friends all losing their jobs? How is everyone losing their business? How is it that we can't go to the beach? Like, how is it that my children aren't getting...
Well, we could go to the beach. We did go to the beach, in fact. Ian, myself, and a few others went, and I think Footloose actually went with us. I don't remember. This may have been before we met Footloose.
Oh, I snuck in with my two boys. Are you kidding me? I grew up in Southern California. I wasn't going to let my 5 and 6-year-old not have fun in the sand. But what I was doing was, like, against the rules or whatever, which was ridiculous, right? But, people weren't able to go to church. I'm like, oh, what the hell is happening in our world? And here I am, a nurse working through the pandemic. So, it's not like I'm uneducated as to the fact that we were dealing with something. But anyways, long story short, this entire time, I'm like, we have a serious problem, and looking around the world, looking at the people crying out in Shanghai, people being quarantined in Australia, reading up on John Sununu, Chris's brother, working for the World Economic Forum, reading up on what the Great Reset really is and Agenda 2030, and I'm like, holy crap, it's like right here at our doorstep, right in front of us. How can I save this for my boys? And is it too late? And then learning, you know, standing out, getting to know people like Footloose and Derek and Jason and just all these amazing people in the last 6 months.
So you mentioned something called the Resolve. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah. So the Resolve was this idea that birthed just in April. It was basically, what if we all, the, you know, the libertarians, the independents, and those of us that are for the Constitution all joined forces together and did a massive orchestrated write-in ballot. We could do the lineup and pick the lineup for anyone we want, even if they're not going to campaign and not going to be like an established politician. Like, if we pulled all of us together and we assembled, we could have a legislator that legislative body that is by the people, for the people, a civilian legislator, the way our forefathers intended it to be. And, you know, when I'm hearing that it's 800,000 or no one can go up against the Sununu after what he did to the nine of us, because nobody has $2 million to run up against him and win, it just pissed me off. And so as I noodled it, I'm like, you know, if I just had 100 people and they went and got 10 people and they went and got 10 people, in 4 months we would have 400,000 people that could just write in people we know that we could trust to do the right thing for us.
So do you have a website for this initiative?
Yeah, so it's wethepeoplenh.org. There's a tab that says the Resolve. The only thing, we purchased the plugin. It's all on a secure server by another constituent that lives in the Lakes region that developed the website for us. So it's all secured up, but we're just asking really for people's email and zip code. And the reason we're asking for the zip code is we want to be able to make sure that we're going to have enough people participating in any one district to pull the senator out and put someone right. We want in. Same with the executive council. And where we're anemic, we're going to then go and be intentional and go and help people out for the council.
Therese, thank you so much for the call tonight. That's wethepeoplenh.org. Definitely give us a call after your next hearing. I didn't write down the date. I think you said July the 20th. Let us know how that goes. Surely they're going to dismiss these nonsensical charges. In the meantime, check out wethepeoplenh.org, 603-283-6160. If you want to join us here on Free Talk Live, there's more coming up.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Live, when you're about to take control of the airwaves, 603-283-6160. If you'd like to do that, that's 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
Equals Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
And we've been talking about a number of things, honestly, before we got to talking about things happening here in New Hampshire and COVID-19 and all of that, and We the People NH.org with Therese, we were talking about social media and...
Since we delved into New Hampshire politics for a second, just a shout out to any of the people in New Hampshire. We still need to get Jeremy Kaufman on the ballot, and let's face it, that will be hilarious. So go find someone who has one of those petitions and sign him.
He's serious.
Yeah, there's some
He's
sitting
serious.
Right there.
That's right.
I've not watched his latest video, the Lizard People
you're missing
one.
Out. Well, it's short and it's funny.
I saw the Bombs Are Gay one or whatever it was, and that was really good. That was what I expected from him, you know.
Yeah, admittedly, it's not as good as that one because that's kind of hard. That's a high bar. Also, it's not as long, but it's great. It's just great.
Right.
I'm going to have to check it out. Basically, I'm assuming he wants to be a lizard person.
He wants to be elected for lizard person so that he can take control of your life.
Okay.
Yep.
And he's serious.
So this is the guy who runs the Odyssey platform, by the way, the one that we're always promoting, the guy who wants to be a lizard. Jeremy's great, though. I love him. And I loved his previous video. I don't remember exactly the specifics of something about make bombs need to be gayer or something like that.
Yeah, he wants to bomb brown people, but like having the most minorities and genders possible doing it.
Yeah, which is... I mean, as far as goals to aspire to, that's not the worst one I've ever heard, but it's I'm going to have to check out the Lizard People thing because I haven't seen it yet.
Yes, yes, you are.
But we were talking about fertilizer and crops and the upcoming food shortages. The International Rice Research Institute evidently predicted crop yields could drop 10% in the next season as a result of this fertilizer shortage, which I didn't know this and I would not have expected it to be the case. Evidently, fertilizer is a petroproduct.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have, but see, the United States doesn't really need Russia for oil. Right, they don't really need Russia in order to produce fertilizer because they can just stop exporting oil to Russia and importing oil from Russia. It's really stupid, and it's actually something I learned from you one night.
16% of our oil to Canada. We need to get 16% of our oil from Canada because if we don't, who will tax and regulate it?
Well, that's a trade balance, right? Otherwise, you have a trade deficit or a trade surplus.
Exactly. I mean, we can't use our own oil like some kind of peasant. How are we supposed to tax it, regulate it, and give kickbacks to the donors of political campaigns?
You mentioned trade deficits, and this was one of the things I loved most about Ron Paul, because when people talk about trade deficits, it always sounds so terrifying and so scary, and then he just points out and goes, oh no, I have a trade deficit with the grocery store where I get all sorts of products from them, and they don't get any products from me. They just get currency. There is no deficit. There's just a difference in the types of goods being sold or traded.
Right. Well, you can't give all those goods to other countries.
Well, and that's the thing. I'm not competing with the grocery store. Like, I am their
customer.
Is that
why the United States and Russia and China and
that's
Canada
why
and all those
people
do this
is they're like, we're competing with them and we're not,
oh.
we're not. Ex- and honestly, it is profound ignorance that leads people to that concern. Because, like, if you knew anything about how the U.S. dollar works and its place as the world reserve currency, yeah, we have to have a trade deficit with everyone all of the time. The second we lose a trade deficit, then we start pricing it in whoever's balancing out.
They do have an unhealthy view of competition. Like, I have a libertarian view of competition where I think it's a good thing. Healthy competition is a good thing. But just because I value competition doesn't mean I want to see, you know, the New England Patriots put the Tampa Bay Buccaneers into the ground dead and buried. You know, I want them to compete. I want them to do that in a healthy way. I don't want them to beat each other to death on the football field. But the way these people view competition
right. On
the international scale, it very much is that. They're not looking at Russia as a competitor. They're looking at Russia as an enemy.
Yeah. Don't you think competition...
As an existential threat.
Don't you think competition is just an inefficient use of resources?
No,
well, we wouldn't know if it was inefficient or not.
You got two people making the same thing when one of them could do it with less.
Well, no, that's the thing. So
we have no way of determining which one could do it less if they're not competing, though.
Yeah, I mean, let's say you and I make widgets, right? Well, if I stop making widgets, you're going to get lazy. You're going to make poorer widgets. You're going to charge more for them. But as long as I'm making widgets, too, like, you have a reason to stay sharp. And, I mean, sure, it's harder on you.
Yes.
But it's way easier on everyone who's buying your widgets.
Harder on me, and you could just go make something else and be like the monopoly provider of your own thing and reap all those benefits instead of
easier said than done.
Splitting it half with me.
Like creating,
you need a government for that.
Monopoly is way harder than that.
Well, I'm not sure a monopoly would ever rise in a free market, right? Because for every one person who just loves Coke, there's one person out there who loves Pepsi.
Oh.
Yeah, well... Monopolies per se just don't exist for very long in anything resembling a free market, but
right.
You do get like a certain portion of, so like Coke definitely dominates that market. And
yeah.
Like you can get a Diet Coke anywhere in the world, whereas if you ask for,
not Russia.
It's just not the same, because they've removed all the trademarks, so you can still get a Diet Coke. It's just not made by Coca-Cola.
See, that's what I would do if I was a Russian entrepreneur, a Russian business owner. They're like, okay, Burger King, we're pulling out of Russia, and I ran a Burger King. Okay, well, we're Burger Queen now.
You can just call it Burger
products.
King.
Yeah.
You can still call it Burger King.
Like,
that's the beautiful part about it.
They could, yes, but I think they probably wouldn't in that particular case. And I wouldn't. I would change the name. Like, okay, well, we're not paying you royalties then, or whatever the franchising fees or all of that
right.
nonsense is. But what is the American corporation called Burger King going to do about it? Sue them?
No, that's the thing, because the trademark is lifted in Russia. They can't. You just call it Burger King, and they can't do anything about it anymore. It was brilliant.
Well... It was a terrible idea. I tend to think that actual competition and actual working together or...
Co-opetition?
Yes, okay. Would be a healthier way of approaching this than.
Well,
but
and,
we know that
and that's an important distinction. So, like, an existential threat is not someone who you're competing with. That's not competition. That's, like, the threat of annihilation. So, like, being at war with someone and being in competition with them are mutually exclusive categories. So if, you know, if as you were pointing out, you know, if the Dallas Cowboys take the field and the Denver Broncos are shooting them, that's not a game of football. That's not a competition.
Excellent point, yeah. And that is how the average person views Russia and China. Like, Mark Edge hasn't been on the show a lot, but he, back when he was on the show, he was regularly pounding out this anti-Chinese nonsense.
Yes, he was. It was bizarre.
He was. He was very much a Team America all the way, a bad Team China bad, right?
They come here, they steal our education, they take it back to China,
well, I will,
and they get smarter, and we're doing LGBTQ stuff.
Well, I will definitely say this. Most of the worst parts of America are the things that make us like China and make us compatible with China.
Go on.
Well, so China has the one-party system. It has, it's communism. So you have this full-on centralized authoritarian control and the sort of cultural collectivism rather than what has made the West wealthy in the first place was the idea of individual rights, of personal property, this sort of individualistic frontier spirit kind of thing. And as we lose that, we become a worse and worse country.
And the intellectual property to help those inventors and entrepreneurs keep the rights to their products and their labor.
Oh, no. The intellectual property thing, like, that is the decision of the government. If the government decides this counts as intellectual property, then it counts as intellectual property. And as true as that is in this system, is the worse it gets here.
Regrettably, that does seem to be the case, and it's not. I like giving Mark a hard time about China back in the past. Of course, he's not here to defend himself, but we see the same thing happening with Russia today. People always talked about how Trump colluded with Russia, and I love that wording because it was always the word colluded. Well, one doesn't collude with one's friends. You only collude with the enemy. It's sort of that, it's never said, they never say he's colluding with the enemy, but any other time you hear the word collusion, that's the context of, that's the next three words, with the enemy.
Bush didn't collude with Tony Blair, because they're an ally.
Right. Okay. Just like, they're not charging me with collusion, they're charging me with conspiracy, because if you're friends, it's conspiracy. He wasn't conspiring with the Russians, he was colluding. Because one colludes with an enemy, one conspires with friends, presumably.
Interesting distinction.
And that's how people view Russia. They're an existential threat. They're not friends, they're not partners, they're not competitors, they're enemies. And I think that mentality has to change, that worldview has to change if we're going to be free.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.